This is Teenage Sports. I'm your host, Mike Cabrera. Today, we're going to go over this past MLB season award finalists. We got a lot of good ones, and let's just get started. So let's start with the AL Cy Young. The finalists are Shane Bieber of the Indians, Kenta Maeda of the Twins, and Lance Lynn of my Texas Rangers. As much as I would love to be biased, trust me, I would. I had Shane Bieber on my fantasy team. That dude was insane. 1.74 ERA. Now, this was all this stuff is based off of the 60-game season, obviously. So take that for how you will. But he had a fantastic year. He had a fantastic year before that. But this year, at 1.7 ERA, 13 point, almost 14 Ks per nine, 5.5 hits per nine. Below one whip. He was fantastic. Shane Bieber was great. I think he's probably my pick for this award. The other two are really good, though. Kenta Maeda was really good. He had a 2.52 ERA. I think this was his first year with the Twins. I could be wrong. He started his career with the Dodgers, and he was there for a while. I think this was his first year with the Twins, and he was really good. Yeah, 10.5 Ks per nine, also really good. And then my boy Lance Lynn, like I said, I would love to pick Lance. He was really good. Really only good thing about watching a Rangers game is watching every 5 days, because you knew Lance Lynn was going to be pitching, so you knew you had somewhat of a chance, even though we really didn't win those games either because we couldn't score. But he was really good. He was really fun to watch. He put the ball on the ground a lot. He may not have struck out as many of the other ones, and I do like strikeouts. But Lance Lynn was really impressive. I kind of do wish we would have dealt him at the deadline, just because I don't know if he'll be able to go out and repeat this Cy Young bout. Maybe we can do it, trade him in the offseason, because this team is not going to be good, and we just need to tear her down. And having a 32-year-old pitcher is just not what we need right now. He's really good, and I'm going to miss him, but he just isn't in this team at the right time. Maybe a few years ago, but it's just not a good time to have Lance Lynn. But he was really good, and if he does get traded, I'll miss him. But now let's go to the AL MVP. I believe the finalists are – I don't think those finalists are correct. So this has Jose Ramirez, Jose Abreu, and Shane Bieber. I don't know if Shane Bieber is the third finalist for this award. My pick is Jose Abreu. I think he hit for 333 average, led the AL in RBI, slugging, hits, and total bases. He had 14 doubles, 40 runs scored, and he led all position players in WAR. People will probably knock him just a little bit because he played first base instead of Ramirez, who played, I believe, third most of the year. But he just had such a good year for that team. And I like a guy that can hit really good for power. And he just straight hit the ball real well. And that's why I give him a slight edge over Jose Ramirez. Ramirez is really good, though. He had 17 homers, it looks like, and 10 stolen bases. Obviously, Jose Abreu is not going to go steal any bases, but I just like – and Shane Bieber, it's just hard for me to give a pitcher MVP as much as I want to. I enjoy pitching, but I'm not going to be able to give Shane Bieber the – Cy Young the MVP, but I think mine's probably Abreu. He was so good. Total bases is an important stat. He was just telling you he was always on base, and I'm gonna have to go with Jose Abreu for MVP. AL Rookie of the Year is between Kyle Lewis from the Mariners, Luis Robert from the White Sox, and Christian Javier from the Astros. So I'm not going to pick an Astro for one. Sorry, I don't care if he was the next greatest player ever. He's an Astro, so I don't care. But so it's between Kyle Lewis and Luis Robert. By the way, I'm just kind of going off the rip here looking at these. Kyle Lewis was really good. He batted 272 with 11 homers. And Robert, he kind of cooled off towards the end of the year. I had him on my fantasy team as well. Picked him up off of free agency. Actually, no, I think I drafted him. But I think if Robert had a more full season, he would have won this award. I'm going to give it to Kyle Lewis. I think he was just the better overall player. The NL Cy Young, I think, is even more competitive. That's a really good race. But I'm going to have to give it to Kyle Lewis. That Seattle club could be interesting. They may not be as far away from their rebuild as some may think, but that sucks to freaking hear from as a Ranger fan, because now I think we're the worst team in this freaking division. I think we were this year. So I think we were below. We were the second worst team in the league. We can't even tank right. Can't even get pick number one. But Kyle Lewis, I'm going to give it to Kyle Lewis for AL Rookie of the Year. So NL Cy Young. It's between my boy, Yu Darvish. I'm so glad that he had a really good comeback season. There's a ton of NL Cy Youngs here. Holy. Jacob DeGrom, Corbin Burns, Denelson Lamet, I think, for a Padres pitcher. Trevor Bauer, Max Fried, Clayton Kershaw, Luis Castillo. I don't know who's in the final vote here. Let me see if I can find the final top three. So top three is Trevor Bauer, Yu Darvish, and Jacob DeGrom. I don't know. That's an interesting one. I think I'm going to give it to DeGrom. He had a 2.14 ERA, 13.4 Ks per nine. He had the second highest WAR, wins above replacement, tied with Yu Darvish. He just had a better ERA than Yu Darvish and more strikeouts. Like I said, I like both. I don't know. I want to give it to freaking Trevor Bauer, though. I love Trevor Bauer. Trevor Bauer had a 1.8 KD ERA. He had a 12.18 Ks per nine and a 2 WAR. So, geez, that's a close one. This is more off of what I want to happen as well. I probably should have prefaced that at the beginning. This is not my predictions for what's going to happen, more just what I would like to see happen. And I think I'm going to give it to Bauer. No. DeGrom was so good. I'm going to give it to DeGrom. How many does that give him? Like, how many does that man have now? Is that back-to-back? Is that back-to-back-to-back? I don't know. I'm going to give it to DeGrom. I mean, he had a fantastic year. He's the best pitcher in baseball. Mark it down. And then probably second, Bauer, third, Darvish, even though I love Darvish so much. NL MVP is Freddie Freeman. Dang, Freddie Freeman. Fernando Tatis and Manny Machado. This is what on this guy's list, but in the official is Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman, and Manny Machado. Not a fan of Manny Machado. I don't really like him, so that's probably why I would have rather seen Fernando Tatis on there. I think Tatis was more fun to watch and just better. But I think I'm going to give this to Freeman. I know I'm going double first baseman MVPs for both leagues. Who would have thought? Freeman was insane, though. OPS of 1.106, average or batting average of 3.347, 50 RBIs, and he had a WAR of 3.1, on base percentage of 4.63. Sorry. He was top in like every single category. He was really good. Mookie Betts was also really good. He was really good in the playoffs, but obviously the playoffs don't count towards these awards. But he was. Freddie Freeman was ridiculous. I'm giving it to Freddie Freeman. I'm going double first baseman. Can't even stop me. NL Rookie of the Year is between Devin Williams, a reliever from the Brewers, Jake Cronenworth from the Padres, and Alec Baum. Yeah, Alec Baum. Maybe this wasn't as competitive as I thought it was. I don't know if I can give it to a reliever, though, but he was ridiculous. So I was going to give it to Cronenworth, but the stats here are showing that he slowed down a lot. He batted over 300 for most of the year, though, with good OBS. But Devin Williams' stats as a reliever were ridiculous. He only pitched 25 innings, but he only gave up 6 hits, only 9 walks, struck out 52. Holy crap. His ERA was 0.36. He had a 1.4 WAR just by pitching 25 innings. Jeez. Yeah, that's actually ridiculous. This dude is insane. Yeah, I'm giving it. Yo, that Brewers team needs to pick it up because they could have the best freaking 1-2 bullpen in the league and Devin Williams and Josh Hader. I don't know if Hader really had a good year, though. Sorry, Cronenworth. Alec Baum, you didn't get enough playing time. He got called up a little bit later. He was really good, but he didn't give enough for me. I know it's a terrible excuse because I just picked a reliever, but I'm picking a reliever. Devin Williams, you're the best rookie in the NL. Managers of the year for the – I still forgot to do that in AL, so I'll go back to AL first. AL managers of the year are Kevin Cash of the Tampa Bay Rays, Charlie Montoyo, of the Blue Jays, and Rick Renteria of the White Sox, who was fired. He got replaced by an ancient man in Tony La Russa, one of the best head coaches of all time, but he's 76, so interesting decision by the White Sox. I think this one's pretty obvious. Obviously, recency bias is going to say that you shouldn't pick him, but Kevin Cash, I don't think anyone expected that team to be the number one team going into the playoffs and then making the World Series. Yeah, should he have pulled Blake Snell right then? No, but it's 20. I mean, you never know. I mean, that's his system. That's what he's done all year, and it got him that far. I think that's the one time he should have not brought in Nick Anderson. But hindsight's 2020, and Kevin Cash was extremely good. How he uses his bullpen, and if he would have brought in Nick Anderson, he would have got out of that inning. Kevin Cash looks like a genius. So that's just how it is. But he didn't. Nick Anderson crapped the bed, but Rick Renteria doesn't even have a job anymore. I think he did good with that team, and I don't even know. The Blue Jays, I don't think, were good enough to warrant. I mean, they were a decent team, but they weren't to warrant a manager of the year. So it's going to Kevin Cash. Manager of the year in the NL, Don Mattingly of the Marlins, David Ross of the Cubs, and Jace Tingler of the Padres. So this one's pretty easy. I'm going to get rid of the Cubs. Sorry, David Ross, but it's just not happening. But after that is difficult. Don Mattingly, that team should not have made the playoffs. That was incredible. I'll give Don Mattingly that. He's not been I don't think many have thought very highly of him throughout his career. He never could win the big games as a Dodger. But Jace with the Padres, that team was really good as well, and they were super fun to watch. I mean, that's just a 50. I'm gonna give it to Don Mattingly. That Marlins team was awful. I mean, they went through COVID. They had to play games with a backup taxi squad, and I think they did pretty good with those. He kept his team in it through COVID, and he kept his team in it, and when they didn't look like they should have been a very good team, I'm going to give it to him. I think Jace will be able to win his NL Manager of the Year eventually, but it's just... Yeah, I mean, that Marlins team should not have been good, and they just shouldn't have, and they were, so impressive stuff. I wonder if I can find, let me see if I can find the Golden Glove Awards, because those have been handed out already, because my Texas Rangers won a few. Just a few, you know. Light work. So, AL. We'll start with AL. These are the Golden Gloves. First base, Evan White of the Seattle Mariners. Second base, Cesar Hernandez of the Cleveland Indians. Third base, my boy Isaiah Kiner-Falefa. I haven't watched enough Texas Ranger baseball, obviously. IKF at third base won it. Shortstop, J.P. Crawford of the Seattle Mariners. Those four guys win their first. Left field, Alex Gordon of the Kansas City Royals wins his eighth. Center field, Luis Robert, rookie from the Chicago White Sox, wins his first. Right fielder, my boy Joey Gallo, Texas Rangers, wins his first. Obviously, defense doesn't mean a lot. We have two Gold Glovers, and we were the worst team in the AL. Awesome. Catcher Roberto Perez of the Cleveland Indians wins his second, and pitcher Griffin Canning of the Los Angeles Angels wins his first. Now on to NL. First base, Anthony Rizzo wins his fourth. Second base, Colton Wong wins his second. Third base, Nolan Arenado. I mean, that's pretty easy. Dude's insane. Wins his eighth. Shortstop, Javier Baez. Wow, that's surprising, I guess. Wins his first. Left field, Tyler O'Neill from the Cardinals wins his first. Center field, Trent Grisham from the Padres wins his first. Right field, Mookie Betts wins his fifth. Tucker Barnhart from the Reds wins his second. And pitcher Max Fried from the Atlanta Braves wins his first. I think that's all I got for you, everyone, today. If you don't mind leaving us a 5-star rating, it helps a lot to push the podcast. Share it with your friends. I would like to be able to do these more and continue to do these. These are fun. I'll have Boom on, my friend, soon to talk college, talk football or, NFL. So again, please leave a 5-star rating or just rating in general. And, thank you for listening and, goodbye.